You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Welcome to my marketing chat. I appreciate you all taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I know that you're here listening today because you get it. And the it, of course, being the importance of marketing. Or at least I guess you're willing to give it a listen. And that's at least, you know, a step in the right direction. So I appreciate that. For those of you who listen to these podcasts so intently, trying to, you know, gather, collect a random, you know, gold nugget of information, I'm going to share with you what I think may be one of the most important things I'm going to tell you today. So I'm going to put this out there up front, just so you know that you got what you came for. Okay, here it goes. Jot this down. And you don't have to jot it down, but because I'm going to repeat it a couple times. One way or another, people will form an opinion of your company. If you do nothing, then you're allowing that opinion or image to be determined by people that are not representing your company or its best interest. You need to be actively involved in the formation of this image. And the way to do that is by branding your company. So that's it. Okay, that's not it yet, but that's a big one. One way or another, people are going to form an opinion of your company. If you do nothing, you're allowing them to determine that image. And that's not fair, right? This is your company. This is your life's work. And let's just say, for example, the company that I worked with for many years was a company called Swick Home Services. We were a plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical company in Michigan. And let's say another company down the road started and they were called Quick Home Services. Well, maybe Quick Home Services was run by a drug addict that, you know, screwed everybody out of money. Okay, well, as the story passes through, it's the old telephone game, right? Pretty soon people are saying, Swick did that? Well, you know, okay, so you have to be actively involved in that. You can't sit back and be offended when people start forming an opinion about your company if you're not the one involved in helping them form it, right? So that's a biggie. That is the fancy little golden nugget. And I love that golden nugget so much that I would seriously have that tattooed on my arm if it wasn't super long and if I wasn't a huge baby and afraid to get a tattoo. But anyway, I promise if you hang on here, there's going to be more little nuggets in this. And I do appreciate you hanging with me this afternoon. So, okay. So how do you do that, right? How do you involve yourself in the image creation of your company? Okay, it's by marketing. Now, to be clear, there are thousands of ways to market your company. So for the sake of simplicity, which I'm a huge fan of, let's just say if your company name or logo is somewhere on this whatever, we're going to call it marketing. There's really no need to make it more difficult than that. So there you go. If it has your logo on it, if it has your name mentioned in it, it's marketing. Let's just group that all together and not make this more difficult than it has to be. Okay. Now, the million-dollar question, of course, is how? How do we do that, right? The quick answer is branding. And before everyone clicks the little stop button, I want you to hear me out because I understand that branding has really become an overused buzzword, kind of like multitasking and micromanagement. Two words which I have a super strong opinion about, but you know, that's for another day. So let's stay on task and let's talk about branding, okay? So here's nugget number two. Nugget seekers, are you ready? Okay. Your brand is your promise to your customer. It tells the customer what they can expect from your company. Your brand is going to be derived from who you are, who you want to be, who you want people to perceive you as. I'm going to repeat that last line because, again, I love good little nuggets. Who people perceive you to be. You know, perception, right? It's a sassy little word animal, but good news, we have complete control over how people perceive us. And again, how do we do that? Marketing. As you can see, this isn't very difficult, right? And it might even be a little fun, but let's dig a little bit deeper into that area. But before I do, I just want to give you a little insight as to what else you're going to kind of gain in the next, 20 minutes. I want you to know that by the end of this, I'm going to share with you my favorite trade show. My favorite thing I've done at a trade show that drove the most business and was the best return on investment. My best service partner program grower, whatever you call your service partner plan, or if you don't have one, we'll talk about that maybe at a later date. But and also the best campaign that I ever ran that would drive tons of traffic to my website and also improved my Facebook presence at the same time. So those are three little nuggets that we're going to discuss here before the end. So I promise it's worth hanging on. But first, let's continue the discussion on branding.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.